Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. That's a little ZZ Top bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Well, I'll say it again. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a good time rocking and rolling, spinning some platters, talking a little small business with our good friend Jay Myers. And Jay is the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, Inc. Tell us that website. Give us that website, Jay.
It's ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
ISITN.com. The book, his first book is called Keep Swinging. And apparently he's just in love with the baseball metaphor, because his second book is called Hitting the Curveballs. First book was an award-winning book. This one I'm sure will be too. And it's all about small businesses dealing with crises. Jay, what would you say to say, if there's a small business out there right now, small business owner listening right now, who just doesn't know how he's going to make it another day? The things have just, you know, a meteorite just crashed into his head or his building or his business or something. He's got all kinds of problems. The bank's calling, whatever. What would you say to that guy or that lady?
Well, I think that, frankly, tomorrow's going to be a better day, and you have to keep a positive attitude. And in this case, I looked at my business and said, it wasn't that perfect before. We got a chance here to make it better, and that's what you have to do. And that's what we did over the last several years, particularly during the recession.
Are the challenges revealing where you're exposed? Is that what challenges are?
Well, I think so. I think the fact
because you lost some employees, but they didn't walk out for no reason. I mean, you had to look back and say, okay, I can see where maybe part of that was our fault.
Absolutely. I think that there were some things that were going on with the company that we needed to get better at, tightening up some operational things, some installation, and some other type of quality issues. We got a chance to do that by virtue of hiring the new employees and getting a fresh look at the business. And it's been really fun to do that.
Well, you know, I just have to call on my own experiences. I mean, I literally remember times where I said, I don't know if my business will even be here an hour from now. I mean, I was expecting a phone call or, you know, something was going on. And I can remember thinking, I may not be here in an hour.
Well, and we certainly had a feeling too, Jim.
Yeah, and you just and so now, I mean, and guess what, Jay? And I know you agree with me. I mean, I still have those things. I've been in business a long time, almost 25 years for myself, and I still have those kinds of days, challenging days. But the good news is once you've been through it a few times, whatever's coming at you just seems smaller than it used to, doesn't it?
I think that's the best part about it. You know, the book you're talking about, how you can use these moments to strengthen the business, and in our case, actually grow it through the recession. Those opportunities, although they're very difficult, and these obstacles are actually things that can help you and strengthen your intestinal fortitude. And at this point, people laugh at my staff. They're like, "What else are they going to throw at us? We've been through so many things that." Even my industry right now has a little bit of a downturn. We're kind of like, okay, whatever. We'll deal with it because we have everything else. And I think that's the way that your listeners and people in small business need to understand that. There's going to be another day. You got to take a deep breath, look at the positive side of it, look at your options, and move forward, because it's still the best job in the world to own your own business and be a small business owner.
But it's the hardest. But it's the best job in the world, but it's also the hardest job in the world.
You got it. It's 24/7.
You know, Jay, a quick story on myself. I got into some real tough times back in the 90s, and my bankers weren't happy with me. They were very unhappy with me. But I just kept putting one foot forward, one foot in front of the other. I kept taking it day by day, hour by hour, to the point where they got happy with me. And they actually came to my office one time, and they said, what do we need to do to help you? And I said, why are you doing this? They said, well, we saw how you behaved when you were up against it. You could have taken bankruptcy. You could have broken all these promises, whatever, but you didn't do it. And so we like to do business with people like that. It comes back to you in different ways. Other people notice, don't they?
They really do.
Customers notice. Customers notice too, don't they?
They really do, and I'll give a plug to my bank. I'm actually a board member of this bank, Bancorp Dallas, and during the time that you're trying to grow your business, put it back together for us, a lot of small business owners look at the bank and it's like an adversary.
Yeah.
We took a different approach in that as we're trying to grow the business, we need a line of credit. Let's get closer to them.
That's right.
So I got into on their board. We bring the bank into every major decision, financial, increase the line of credit. They've been an active partner in helping us grow the business, and it's wonderful.
My business's best friend.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
It's very well. I think for your listeners, that's something really to consider. We make a big deal in the book about that, to get closer to them. The other thing I will tell you, just to keep plugging the book for a second here, we also, when we rebuilt the business, your listeners may want to pick up on this. We didn't just go out and hire people to throw bodies at the business. We hired young people, the millennials, to rebuild the business.
Yeah.
And we motivated them to be able to do that.
That's a good suggestion. Hitting the Curveballs by Jay Myers. Find it at Amazon right now and pre-order it, and they'll ship it to you soon. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on your second book.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Come back again. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.